Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I begin in your name, the most gracious, the most merciful. Dear Mama, about a month ago, nothing made sense. But as the time has passed, I have slowly began to regain my strength, and more importantly, my experiences have instilled within me an awakening. It all started that morning with this dream.
My sustainer and my protector on whom I only depend. You have guided me in every step of my life from the time I lost my mother as a child. This is a gift you have bestowed upon me. This is Isab Nemanja. Ya Allah, help me fulfill the mission you have blessed me with. Give me the strength I need to embark on this journey and guide me towards that which pleases you. Ya Allah.
Indeed, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, in that I designed for you from clay that which is like the form of a bird. Then I breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by permission of Allah. And I cure the blind and the leper, and I give life to the dead by permission of Allah. And I inform you of what you eat and what you store in your houses. Indeed, in that is a sign for you if you are believers. And I have come confirming what was sent before me of the Torah. Who are my supporters for the cause of Allah?
نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله ونشهد بأننا مسلمون.
We are supporters of Allah. We have believed in Allah and we shall testify that we are Muslims submitting to Him.
Our Lord, we have believed in what you have revealed and have followed the Messenger Isa. So register us among the witnesses to truth.
When I woke up from that dream, it felt so impacting. A feeling of both uneasiness and enlightenment. I didn't know what it meant. Perhaps through this dream, Allah was trying to send me a warning of what was to come. Or it was a response to Ziyarat Ashura that I've been performing for the past 40 days. But I didn't understand, and I wanted to share it with you. But the time was limited.
Good morning, Mama.
Good morning, dear.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
What happened? You didn't wake up early.
No, what happened?
I wanted to tell you something, but... gotta run.
Okay.
Rush.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Like you have to have your breakfast on your way.
I know.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Alright class, we're going to continue with yesterday's new lesson, which was, is something right because God commands it, or does God command it because it is right? This is the central theme that we notice in Euthyphro's argument, which took place between Socrates and Plato. Before we leave, I have to handle your guys' midterm data. So when I call your names, please come up and get it. May? Jesus? Amina? Eduardo? Miriam? Jesus?
Ridiculous.
Hey, Amina, wait up. How'd it go?
I'm guessing you didn't do too well either, huh? Why do you sound so happy?
Actually, I got an A. And from what it says on here, you went against feminism?
Yes, of course I did. I'm surprised you didn't do the same, Zainab. What are Muslims coming to? Why are we constantly having to prove that our religion can be applied to modern times, to Western ideas? Society begging for me to show that I have a voice, that I'm not oppressed? Is proving that women are capable of doing everything men are really credibility to my humanness, to my participation in society?
See, this is the problem. We keep trying to recreate ideologies that are done overseas. You need to broaden your scope, Amina. We're being classified as backwards Muslims. We need to strive to be like the society that's nowadays. We need to strive to be like the society, especially as women. Hijab makes us really different.
See, that's what they're doing to us. They're destroying the very message sent to us by the prophets, by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This is what Imam Hussein stood up for. He stood up for the hijab, for this dignified symbol that speaks volumes in the face of oppression. He stood up against the impurities that were contaminating the sacred message preached by the prophets. The society only knows two Islams, a westernized Islam and ISIS. So disappointed, and I'm fed up with all this ignorance, you know.
But you see, Muslims have been running away from this constant criticism behind pulpits. We need more speakers to talk about a more modern and more progressive Islam. Then, and only then, could we see the spread of the beautiful religion that Imam Hussein has defended, and that's what we're supporting.
I stood there with a sense of relief and accomplishment. I thought to myself, absolutely, this was the manifestation of my dream. I realized then that it's not always easy to speak for truth. This corrupt society has robbed it even from your closest friends and family. But I also understood that discerning truth from falsehood came with this great responsibility.
Salam, Mama. Yeah, Mama, I'm quite relieved that I have a grasp of my religion. I could never fall into the tendencies that Muslims are getting into nowadays. Apart from the strange ideologies, you have yet to see the fitna that today's day and age Muslims have become. May Allah continue to keep us in our faith.
Okay, dear. Inshallah, we'll talk about it later. Right now, I'm on my way to pick up your brother. He doesn't feel good today. I'm gonna pick him up from school. Oops, I have another call. Just a second.
And just as I let this pride within me escalate, just as my soul claimed to finally understand the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, within a matter of moments, this was dissolved. After that call was dropped, Mama, you were rushed to the emergency room, and three lives became meaningless. Our family was left shattered under the pain of sorrow, confusion, and even anger. At exactly 3:56 p.m., doctors declared you had fallen into a state of coma. That car accident caused a traumatic epidural hemorrhage to your head. It hasn't been easy, Mama, and sometimes it's even more difficult to experience the pain with Baba and Yusuf, seeing how they deal and manage it. I can tell that even for Baba, it's unbearable, but he has been trying very hard to take on both roles and be a support during your absence. Not a prayer went by in which I didn't question Allah's doing, for there I deserved such a punishment since I'd always been a devoted Muslim embraced with passion and wisdom in practicing my faith. These thoughts have lingered for much time. Today marks the day of Ashura, and coincidentally 40 days since your accident. This Muharram has a different meaning for me, not just because you are gone, but because I've been able to gain a more profound and complete message of what it means to be Husseini. Each year, I found myself reclaiming my allegiance and honor to Imam Hussein. I would participate in the Azan Majlis, and all the while, this is still significant. Let me tell you what brought me to a greater realization.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a second, please?
Sure.
You're Muslim, right?
Yeah.
See, I asked because I had a dream the other night. And in this dream, there were women who were covered, like you. They were covered in black and there were children around and...
Please.
Allow me to tell you what happened next. I've been waiting all day to share it. Please. All I can remember is there was a tent in the
middle of the desert with this huge green flag and many people were sitting around. Then a light illuminated from inside the tent. Then this man appeared. I can't remember what he looked like, but I remember feeling overwhelmed.
My Lord, I thank you because you have honored us by means of Imamah. You have taught us the Quran. You have made the commandments of this religion clear. You have granted us eyes, ears, and hearts. You have kept us clean from the pollution of polytheism and allowed us to acknowledge your magnificence and blessings. It is a fact that I know of no companions more righteous than my companions, and I know no relatives more righteous and fair than my relatives. May Allah bless all of you. It has come to my attention that the army of Yazid will be moving against us tomorrow. I permit all of you to leave. You may use the darkness of the night to escape. You will be held by no refuge.
I don't know what the people around were saying, but I felt like yelling with them too. I saw so much love and loyalty in their eyes. There was this lady holding a crying baby, and there was blood everywhere. And oh, those very loud and painful cries. After all this chaos, there was this soldier pushing a bunch of women and children. They were all tied up and they were talking about how thirsty they felt.
When I woke up, I had this feeling of crying. I'm sorry, did I say something?
No, it's okay. It's just that what you dreamt of actually happened centuries ago to the grandson of our prophet.
A prophet?
After Prophet Muhammad passed away, leadership became vague. Many took the faith to their whims. The prophet's family and companions resisted. But the opposition, the others started taking control. And they took advantage of their power and authority. During the time of our prophet's grandson, Imam Hussein, there was this legitimate ruler named Yazid. He needed the support of Imam Hussein to carry out his actions. But Imam Hussein refused his support. And the people who were living under the tyranny of Yazid wrote letters to Imam Hussein asking for his help. Imam Hussein recognized their need and call and started his journey to help them. But when Yazid found out about the pact that people had made with Imam Hussein, he threatened to kill anyone who would go and support Imam Hussein. He even went as far as bribing people so that they wouldn't go and support him.
So all those people, they backstabbed him.
Exactly. So Imam Hussein and his companions started a journey to help those in need. As they were going to the land of Kabbalah, which was a very hot desert in present-day Iraq, they faced army commanders who blocked their access to the river, which was their only source of water. As a result, little children died of thirst. What you saw in your dream was the night before Ashura, was the night before Imam Hussein went to fight Yazid. He knew what would happen the next day, and he told his companions, "You're free to go if you want." He knew they would die.
So what about the women and children?
The next day, they were held captives after the commanders brutally killed Imam Hussein and his 70 companions.
So he fulfilled his mission, huh? Answering the call to those people even though they wouldn't support him. That's true sacrifice. If it wasn't for the name Hussein, I would have thought it was Jesus.
What do you mean?
I mean, the mission of Jesus was to bring the people back to the Torah, back to what was truth. He too gathered close companions and had a sincere mission for God.
Now that's really interesting, because a couple of weeks ago I dreamt about Isa and his mother Maryam.
You dreamt about Mary? Now that's really interesting. In fact, the whole time, in my dream, I think some lady was standing next to me, as if she was watching over what was happening. She wasn't covered in black, but in white.
Lady Fatima, you dreamt about Lady Fatima, Imam Hussein's mother. Ya Allah.
Coincidence?
Absolutely not. Imam Hussein was connected to the Prophet through his mother.
Jesus was connected to the Prophets through his mother. You see what I'm getting at?
It makes complete sense. Imam Hussein's message was a continuation of Prophet Isa's.
After all, both have lineage to Abraham.
And both are monotheists.
Mama, I understood then what this all meant. Allah brought him to the message, and so many like him are dying to know about this eternal sacrifice. But for so many of us who have the message, we have not yet carried out our duty. I told him that day that our duty is to bear the message to the whole world, and the only way to achieve this is to recognize the leaders of our time, to stand up for the truth, and through all the pain and difficulty, supplicate and remain steadfast through tawakkul, and remember to always have a conscious heart, to step on the face of your ego and remain humble. This Muharram, I better understood the transcending message.
Don't leave me, 'cause maybe I won't get to see you again. It hurts me to think that this could be goodbye, my old friend. For many, many years, you gave reasons to keep looking within. You bruise me, but leave me more in love with the one that was sent to take me higher, away from desire. And I've spent 10 nights in grief. I'm hoping for peace, but I don't want to sleep. Tonight, this fire in my heart won't die, and even in my dreams I cry. I cry. I wait for you, Ya Hussein. I crave to be by your side. I listen to you. I promise, please just give me one more night to hear your story. I'm helpless, wishing I could save.